Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Don't get scared. You still got another hour of pure home happiness with us at Rosie on the House. We only talk about things everyone loves, you and your home. How can you beat that? You're tired of listening to all that other national and local news that drags you down, beats you up, and throws you in the gutter? Just forget about it. You're in my house. Let's be happy and talk about you and your home. We do that by you dialing 1-888-767-4348. Tim, who is a first-time caller, who's called, we're going to take his call here in just a minute. We are here to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And the best thing you can do for any newcomer to Arizona or new homeowner is make sure they know about Rosie on the House. We're here to serve you, the Arizona homeowner. So why don't we go to Tom, who's been waiting very patiently, especially because he is a first-time caller to the show. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Well, thank you for your patience, my man. What's your question, buddy?
I have a question regarding flooring.
Okay.
We're going to replace our current tile flooring. It's probably a little over 1,000 square feet. Originally, what we were thinking of doing is tile planks. My wife and I want to get away from grout, so we've actually changed our mind. And too, also, I'd like to add that ripping up the current tile, we both work from home, would be a disaster. We would probably have to leave or pay an exorbitant amount of money to have it removed and do it cleanly.
Okay.
So we were actually thinking about doing hardwood planks or even vinyl plank floating on top of our current tile. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
And is this a project you're trying to do yourself?
No, we actually have a contractor that would be doing that for us.
Okay, good. Well, I would want who's ever going to install it to take a look at the condition of the existing tile. We want to make sure aren't any subsurface cracks that are telegraphing through the tile. If there are, we need to figure out why they're there and do they need to be addressed before we put anything over the top. We need to take a look at the undulations between the existing tile and the grout line. How much of the undulation could possibly transfer through to the surface of the vinyl? I would want to take a good hard look at that. We can lay vinyl over the top of several flooring products, but if it's got an uneven surface to it at all, just know in time that will transfer through to whatever you're putting on top of it. I can tell you this, that in our remodeling company, we only use or we prefer to use a dust-free tile removal company. They charge us $2.75 a square foot. If you're interested, I can make arrangements for them to get in touch with you, and I will have them perform the job at our contractor's cost, not retail value. That's going to save you about 30%. It really does remove all the tile with less than a tablespoon of dust for 1,000 square feet. It's an incredible process. Whatever contractor you've already selected to do the job, you follow their recommendations, but you make sure they understand your expectations. You don't want to lay down a $6, $8, or $10 square foot luxury vinyl tile wood plank and then in 2 years have it showing all the underlying grout undulations of the tile they laid over the top of. So proceed with your contractor. Make sure they are licensed, bonded, and insured. And thank you for being a first-time listener. Do you have a Rosie on the House homeowner handbook calendar?
I do not.
okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address, and you will now get that calendar. And thanks for calling. I hope that information helps. If you've got the licensed bonded contractor selected, they're the ones that are going to be responsible for your long-term happiness. Make sure they understand your expectations and make sure you're very clear with them about what you want. Go ahead, Ron. Yeah, they're lining up, baby. Let's take them.
Julie's next on the line. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Good morning. I always enjoy your show. I had a question for you. You were talking earlier about trying to find a block home. Well, I live in Glendale. Mine is a frame home. It was built in 83. And I've been wanting to do, I'm doing an upgrade slowly. I've been wanting to do something about more energy efficient siding. And I wasn't sure how to go about that, having frame.
Oh, there are lots of options, Julie. The home was built in 83. Now, how long have you been in it?
94.
Since 94. So you've experienced the life of what you've had to do to keep the home up. There are lots of things.
Oh, yes.
There are lots of things we can do. Let's start, Julie. Have you had a whole house energy audit done yet?
No, I have not. I did recently have the blown-in insulation put in and had gotten a new air conditioner. It's been about a year and a half ago that I did all that.
Okay. And how many square feet is the home?
It's about, I want to say it's about 17, 18.
And you're a year-round resident?
I am.
And how many people live in the house?
Just myself.
And does it have a swimming pool?
No.
Is it all electric?
Yeah.
What temperature do you keep it in the middle of the summer?
Usually I try to go with 80.
Yeah. Well, you're probably not 80, you're probably not spending more than $140 a month in the middle of the summer on your electric bill, are you?
No, not usually, except, you know, for this last summer.
Yeah. Well, you're doing incredibly well, and I just want to warn you that you aren't going to get that bill much lower than you've already got it, no matter how much you spend. But I will do this. I will come to the house, we'll visit, we'll take a look at it, and I will grant you a free whole house energy audit. So stay online, and I'll bring you a calendar. Stay online. We'll get the appointment information made. We'll get you a whole house energy audit made. You've got to do that first before you spend another dime trying to squeeze out energy from your home.
Mike's next on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hey, Rusty, quick question. So I'm in McCormick Ranch. Got one of those all-brick houses built in the mid-70s. And, you know, the problem, it seems like we've got really smelly drains. Okay. I mean, I don't know why that is. It seems like about all of them, but especially in the bathrooms, it's just a real foul odor. And just wondering if you had any tips on what you know, something I could do to maybe treat that.
Does this have a peaked roof, or is it a flat roof home?
It's got a peak.
It's got a slope to it. Okay. That's called a ridge line. The top of that peak is a ridge line. Does that ridge line run north and south or east and west?
So the ridge line then would go north and south.
Okay. And on the north, okay, so on the east side of the roof, are there any plumbing vents sticking out of the roof?
You know what? I'm not at the house right now. I'll have to check on that.
Okay. The first thing I would have you do is if you have any plumbing vents penetrating your roof on a sloped roof on the east side of the house or the north side of the house, I would tell you to go buy some ABS pipe, 4-inch ABS pipe, and extend all your vents 2 feet higher than they currently are and see if the problem solves itself. That's a $10 solution if you feel comfortable climbing on a ladder and walking on your roof. It's a $100 solution if you need to hire somebody to come do it. It takes all of about 15 minutes to take care of the whole problem. That very well may be all you need to do. You need to get the plumbing vent, the methane gas, up high enough above the roof that it carries the odor away. If that's not the problem, Jennifer, what's the product? He's not on a septic system. He's on sewer in McCormick Ranch. What's the product we use at home in our plumbing drains?
BioClean.
BioClean is an enzyme that actually eats the protein in your soil lines that are causing the stink. And where are you buying that, Jennifer?
I had to just get it off the internet last time. Sometimes some different plumbers will carry it.
Okay.
But you just... you put it in at nighttime or when you're going to be away for a little while, you know, a couple of days, it's perfect. It has to kind of sit in there. And you just treat them once a month, you know, pour it down your kitchen sink and your toilets and your tubs. And I probably scared him half to death because I told him you and I just spent a bunch of money on our pipes. But we have septic. It's a little
well,
different.
We have a 60-year-old home that uses a septic tank. And we actually had to recently line our waste lines.
Mm-hmm. We've
got an employee we call the nose. We'll get the nose over to your house, sniff it out, take a look at the orientation of the home, take a look at the plumbing fixtures, and give you some very distinct recommendations that'll be little to no cost. So save his phone number. That's a follow-up for me to do next week. We'll get by Mike's house with the nose and sort him out. Because that is kind of a very aggravating. Especially
you don't
want
to live with that in your home.
Especially when you want to invite guests over. you've got to always explain it away. Like, I don't know where that came from. You can't blame it on the dog every time.